You're correct in, you know, 8 or 9 months of the year, there's not a ton of activity. There's consistently activity, but that 35% occupancy number on Memorial Day weekend or Labor Day weekend and through the summer months is significantly higher, which does dramatically affect the amenities in the pool area. And as the commission, part of what we have to look at is the overall, for a special use permit, you know, the comfort and general welfare of the community. So they've come, you know, we have had several that have come before us that, talking about the saturation point. But you are correct in the fact that this was a nightly rental before. So that's my feedback on the application. Is there any specific questions or comments?
Do you own any other nightly rental properties?
I do. I own one in California. And, you know, I should have brought the reviews on that if you want to look on VRBO. I do not here. I personally bought this because I'm in the golf business. I know what Mr. Morris is doing to this area. And, you know, this is going to be, right now, it's really good. Within the next 2 years, this is going to be a top 10 golf destination in the country. I think in 5 years, it's going to be in the top 5. What he's doing there is unbelievable. And there's going to be a lot of golfers. And we're specifically going after the golf clientele. We aren't going after somebody that's after the swimming pool or anything like that. I'm sure they may use it, but, you know, I know with my other facility, it's basically the same type of deal. And we just really want to go after the guy that's come down here to play golf.
Okay, thank you. Listen, do you take care of any of the nightly rentals in the Branson Creek area?
That's the only one in Branson Creek. I own 18 units myself, and I take care of 20 additional ones. But this is the only one in Branson Creek.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions? Do we have enough information for a motion to be made for or against the application?
It puts us in a really quandary because the developer has spoken out of both sides of his mouth. And he's told one group, no nightly rentals, and tells a new group, yes, we'll have nightly rentals. And it just, every time Fieldstone comes up, I just cringe because it's a touchy subject. And my heart goes out to the people that live there as permanent residents. But I can also see the side where you guys have been told, too, that nightly rentals are okay. And since this has been one before, and he's not really doing anything different than what was there before, I would make a motion that we approve it.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor to approve the application. Anyone entertain a second?
I'll second the motion.
And Randy has seconded the motion. Any further discussion for the vote?
It's approved. Are they going to require at least two of the vehicles to park inside the garage?
It's not in the motion, so. And I'm sorry, Scott, this was a three-bedroom?
Three-bedroom, the parking for four vehicles.
Four vehicles.
Street.
Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the application as presented, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
We have 3-4, 3-4. And opposed? Opposed? 3-3. As the vote. So, it's Scott, we've had this happen before.
Right.
So.
Well, motion fails, so for them to move on, we need to know the reasons for the fail, what part of the guidance code it didn't meet.
Well, I voted no, and mine would be specific to fall under general compatibility, comfort, and general welfare of the community.
For what reasons?
For the saturation of the number of units on the property, but specific, the provision would be comfort and general welfare of the community. Do we need more from other?
No, you have. Is compatibility such a broad without compatibility due to? And I've written down, and I'll listen to what you've said again, but I've written down due to the saturation.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anybody else that's was a no for the?
I'm on board with saturation. There's just enough. Both parties have had issues with the forthrightness of their various senior representatives that sold the property. And I think for myself, I think we just need to stop until we can figure out what the heck's going on out here. Because one party gets told there's going to be no nightly rentals, one says, oh, you can have nightly rentals. So I think there's enough of them out there.
Okay, so the motion fails. Now, you do have the opportunity to come back before Board of Adjustments. That would be the next step for you in reference to the process. And Scott can help you out with that. You want to give him a call.
Okay. There's a 90-day window after we generate the letter to make the appeal to the Board of Adjustment. It's a 5-member board.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Okay, next we have 406 Foggy River Road, Hollister, Colin Fitzwater.
Colin Fitzwater is seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit allowing nightly rental use in the existing single-family home located at 406 Foggy River Road, Hollister. Per the assessor's information, the 4-bedroom single-family home was built in 1989, is located in Riverside Estates Subdivision Lot 11. The property is roughly 90 by 148 irregular in size, and the property is served by Missouri American Water Company and Taney County Regional Sewer District. The project received a total score of 11 on the Western Taney County Relative Policy Score Sheet.
And while Scott's pulling that up, you want to just refresh us with a general overview of what you're looking at doing?
Yeah, I'm Colin. I live here currently. Still trying to remodel, but it's almost done. It's going to be a 4-bedroom. There's 5 parking spots there. I have 2 lots across the street with a culvert and a drive if I need to put additional parking. As far as plan on doing shrubs on both sides, there's a nightly rental just got approved to my right, so I still will put shrubs there, and then on the other side, plan on it as well. I'm going to manage this property. I'm going to live nearby in a rental house. Not sure where yet, but I will live in the Hollister. So.
And the one to the right is the nightly rental?
Yes, sir.
Approved?
Yeah.
So is there anyone here in the audience that signed up to speak that's opposed to this application? Or for this application? Neither for you?
That's good.
So you can stay on up there. So do we have any specific questions for the applicant? Areas familiar?
Which property is currently the nightly rental next to you?
To the right. It just got approved, I believe, a couple months ago. It's still under remodel, but it has been approved. So it hasn't had any people in it yet, but I believe it'll be done. Guesstimate, a couple months.
Randy, it came through Planning Commission on October 2018 and was denied. It was appealed to the Board of Adjustment, and the Board of Adjustment overturned it. The denial was based on the floodplain, the flood layer. The Board of Adjustment looked at it and pulled some elevations, and there was another one within that same floodplain that was approved in planning that night that one was denied. And then just up the road, about four houses, there's one that was approved twice in the past by Planning Commission. So they ruled that as an error by the Planning Commission for that reason and overturned it.
And I'm sorry, you said it's a four-bedroom?
Yes.
It will be a four-bedroom?
Yes.
And that's a two-car garage there?
Three-car garage.
Three-car garage.
Yeah.
And you do have plans to buffer both sides?
Yes, sir.
Of the yard?
Yeah.
I only have one other question, and that pertains to safety, depending on the weather and the time, because these areas have to be evacuated during flood times. Mm-hmm. Potential renters, are they aware? Will they be aware of that?
Well, I would say that would be up to the management company to proactively be sure that they were aware of it, and would list. Your contact information would be specifically listed, is required to be listed at the home.
Yeah. I'd also like to note, my furniture and stuff, everything's going to be in there. So if we usually know when it's going to flood. Pretty obvious. I didn't mean that in a mean way. I'm just saying I want to get my furniture out. So as far as me wanting to get in there, it's going to be a bigger concern than the people would be out of there.
Makes sense.
I have a question, Scott. You said there's one four houses up that was approved?
Twice.
Johnny Morse's old house? Concrete?
In years past. Whoops. We went way out. This home right here. Two different dates.
Yeah, the one with the block wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it has the block front wall, correct.
Mm-hmm. Then there's another one up by the condominium right next to there.
Yeah, on back down, correct. You know the elevation between Morgan's old place and this other house?
So here's our 716 elevation.
Mm-hmm.
And other house, you mean the log home?
Yes.
Okay. There's 714. Here's the home. Here's 712, 714. And that looks like it's island, so it's at 714.
Would you say the other one was
716 was the topo marker.
Okay. Those aren't really that accurate.
And they're not that accurate, but it gives you.
I've been down there before, during, and after the floods, and I know there's 6 foot of water in that house. And I know the water didn't get up over that wall, that Morse place. I know there's probably at least another 2 feet of water in this house than there was in that one downstairs. Maybe three. And that's just, I wanted to see if that elevation verified what I had seen.